Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
So my name is Jeremy Andrews and started Kernel Trap like 8 years ago, perhaps, more or less, and discovered Drupal from Dries. He emailed me because I was using a CMS called PHP Nuke, which was pretty awful, and he was kind enough to point that out to me and suggested that Drupal would be a good choice because it had caching. And so I made the switch to that, and back in those days, Kernel Trap was starting to get slashed on it quite a bit, and it was a lot of fun because, you know, there was the core team members from Drupal would jump on IRC and help me figure out, hey, you know, it's crashing, what can we do to fix this? So that was where it started for me.
So, you know, talk a bit about, like, what has happened since then? Like, what are you doing now?
Yeah, so through Kernel Trap, I specialized in making sites bigger. And through that, started just getting more and more knowledge about what you can do to make Drupal scale. And so formed a company, TagOne Consulting. And now that's, you know, entirely what we focus on is scaling websites and making them faster and bigger. And so it continues to be a fun challenge. And something about working in the Drupal space that I love, you know, open source, is we don't ever try to hold on to IP. You know, we don't figure out, okay, here's a tool we can use that solves the problem for us and only us, and then try to resell that. You know, you solve a problem, you talk about how you did it, you share it with everybody, and then you look for the next challenge. And that's continually fun with working with Drupal.
And so, I guess you're working with a lot of the back end and trying to scale up sites. So what type of tools are you using in order to, like, scope out what's actually happening on these servers?
So you mean monitoring to understand when there's the issues? There's lots of tools we use depending on what it is that we're trying to solve. You know, I mean, with MySQL, we'll be running MySQL report, and we've got Nagios monitoring going, cacti graphs, so we can see exactly when things are spiking and how the performance is going. And we're trying to build that out and, you know, continually grow in the number of tools that we have to monitor those types of things. Recently, I added some RRD tool integration into Drupal 7 so that we could, you know, monitor actual APIs within Drupal itself and see when they're firing to understand, you know, how busy a website is. And all those things work together quite well. And then there's, you know, a whole collection of tools to try to solve those problems as well, which people are more familiar with, you know, Memcache and Varnish. And these days, with the current project, we're working with the Examiner. And one of the things that we're building into the infrastructure there is we're using MongoDB, which is one of the NoSQL databases out there, and have found that it really does a great job in scaling. 93% of their content, which is a lot of content, is in Mongo. And yet, you know, when we load test it and we push it as hard as we can, Mongo's idle. You know, it's retrieving data so quickly that it's even hard to measure.
I see. And so, like, how do you determine, like, you know, what percentage should be in MySQL and what percentage should be in this sort of NoSQL version of a database like MongoDB?
Yeah, Drupal 7 gives you entities and the ability to store entities in their own data store. And so it's not really a formula of how much we want in each place. You know, we're basically pushing as much to Mongo as we can, as much as it makes sense to. So 100% of entities are there, which means all nodes are there, all comments are there, all users are there, and very little is left in MySQL.
And so maybe talk a bit about this analytical tool that you're presumably building with the Drupal 7 site of examiner.com. What is this tool doing? Is it a module, or what is it actually, you know, scoping, and what information is it giving for you?
Yeah, RRD tool is it's the round robin database tool, and it's used by Cacti and Munin and a few others to create useful charts with timestamp data. And basically it pre-allocates a bit of memory, and then you take a snapshot of a counter, and you just take that snapshot every regular period, and it uses that to build graphs. And it can build historical graphs going back, you know, as far as you define your graphs to store the data. So what it's useful for is, you know, when you're load testing, you can put a hook during the bootstrap to say, okay, here's how far we're getting in the bootstrap, and you can see how many times you're getting to, you know, the boot hook or the init hook or, you know, the exit hook and different places like that. And, you know, the comment API, you can see every single time any of those hooks fire. any of the APIs that are on there, which there's many now in Drupal 7, and it gives you nice, pretty graphs. So you can see, it's also kind of a code coverage tool. You can see what you're testing and what's not being tested by your load testing, which is quite helpful.
And so having working with Drupal 7 and Drupal 6 and previous versions, what do you see as like the big changes should people be aware of if they have like really big high performance websites?
Right. It's kind of a known issue with Drupal 7 that we did target scalability. And so while you can theoretically scale a Drupal 7 website farther, you suffer in the immediate performance. So there is a bit of a slowdown by switching to Drupal 7. On the whole, you know, we're still learning, I guess, what we need to do to scale it the best. Examiner has definitely helped out a lot with, you know, giving the resources to just keep digging into it and fixing it. And a lot of those performance issues are being fixed. It's a pretty dramatic change underneath, under the hood. You know, the DB layer is completely rewritten. That's rewritten. And, you know, entities, you know, kind of taking nodes and comments and users and genericizing them more and then, you know, building on top of that. These changes are significant. It's yet to be seen exactly what the impact will be for someone upgrading their site. The one that we're building is we're building from scratch. You know, it's not like we're converting them from Drupal 6 to Drupal 7, so we don't have the before and after comparison.
Okay, and finally, maybe you could talk a bit about, you know, the lifestyle of working in a virtual company, sort of the freedom that allocates you or other people to kind of like, you know, your work environments that you have.
Yeah, Tag One recently grew. We now have 6 people working with us, and we toyed with the idea of opening an office space, and we started looking into it and realized that we really do like being a virtual company. There's nothing we can't do being a virtual company. There's nothing that added by having an office space. And so some of the things that allows is, you know, anybody we hire, they can live wherever they want to. There's a little extra challenge when people live in different states because of the taxes and, you know, the payroll side of things. But it gives us an incredible freedom. You know, I live on a sailboat most of the year, been sailing up the East Coast and been able to continue to work. And it's really neat to be able to do that, to find that you can balance it and you can enjoy life and you can also work and enjoy work.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
All right, thank you.